Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're following up on yesterday's program with Jim Akers, Chief Operating Officer for the Bluegrass Stockyards. After a total loss of their Lexington facility to fire in January, they've decided to rebuild within Fayette County on property they already owned. It's just north of Lexington alongside I-75 near the Kentucky Horse Park and just outside the Royal Springs Aquifer.
We took an approach of being very open, very transparent. We went, the day that we made the decision that we were going to attempt to build on that property, we went straight to the Royal Springs Wellhead Protection Group, started a conversation with them. What are your concerns? We actually have a member of that committee sitting on our design plan committee to work on the stormwater and groundwater protection part of it. I mean, we've tried to bring those people in to make them a part of the process, because at the end of the day, in our minds, it really doesn't matter whether we're on the aquifer or off the aquifer. We're in somebody's watershed. Everybody's in somebody's watershed. So it's about building it right and having the conviction to operate it correctly, and our history proves that we do those things.
As mentioned yesterday, Aker says their environmental track record at the old location is exemplary. They're taking that same approach to the new site. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Bluegrass Stockyard COO Jim Akers featured in his PowerPoint presentation that day a shot or two of the beautiful bluegrass countryside. He spoke about the economic benefits of the cattle industry here and the commitment to continue a responsible environmental approach to their operation. Akers himself lives in the region.
Why do people want to live in this area? It's because of that pastoral environment, that beautiful grass. The horse industry, the cattle industry create an economic reason for that to be in that state, and we all benefit and enjoy that. It's almost immeasurable what Kentucky would look like without the cattle industry. It's really hard to get your head around. It'd be a different place.
He plans to keep it that place as they move forward.
We get our plans in place and our architectural drawings done and blueprints done. We think we can be under construction in early summer. And with no major hurdles or problems along the way, we think the construction process is roughly a year long.
Jim Akers there, Bluegrass Stockyard COO, with that relocation update. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.